A love of wildlife is what drove the town's climate change specialist to pursue a career in environmental science. For this week's edition of People of Collingwood, we spoke with Nicole Yardy, 26, climate change specialist for the town of Collingwood. Q. Where did you grow up? I'm born and raised in Caledon. I actually still live in Caledon for the time being. I'm hoping to move to Collingwood very soon. Q. When did you first feel interested in climate change? A. I spent a lot of time in the Kawartha Lakes area growing up. That's where my grandparents live. They have a house on the lake in a very forested environment. In Caledon, we call ourselves the greenest town in Canada. I grew up around the environment. I didn't gain an interest until about grade 11 in high school, when I took an environmental science course. It sparked an interest for me in the relationship humans with the environment and the roles we play in changing the environment. From that, I went to the University of Ottawa for environmental science. I specialized in conservation and biodiversity. My goal at that point was to work with wildlife and conservation. Through that, I discovered there were more avenues to go down to conserve wildlife, and climate change was one of them. It was really where I found my footing. We can go back to a more natural lifestyle that takes care of the environment rather than taking from the environment. Q. You're the climate change specialist for the town. How did you hear about the job and what made you want to apply? My mom sent me the job description. I was working in the private sector in Toronto in waste management. It was a great stepping stone, but it was never my long-term goal. When my mom sent me the description, it was exactly what I wanted to be doing. At the same time, I was volunteering with the town of Caledon to help create their community climate action plan. That experience helped me realize that you can make a difference in government. This job was very much in line with that. I'd like to make a difference in Collingwood. Q. When did you start in the position? A. October 2021. Q. What does the climate change specialist do? A. My mandate is to create a corporate and community climate action plan. Day to day, I'm working on creating a greenhouse gas inventory for the corporation and the community. It can be anything from data entry, to talking with community groups. 2 weeks ago I was with the NVCA, Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority, looking at river and stream health. It's hard to say what an average day looks like for me because it changes so much. It goes to show how intersectional climate change is. I can be pulled into various meetings in a day where we look at different, town, initiatives from a climate change lens. Q. What are your long-term goals in the position? A. I'd like to have climate change at the forefront of all decisions, whether they be personal or municipal. I'd like to have more open conversations, and educate people about climate change. I think there are a lot of unknowns with it. Even having a background in it, there's still so much I don't know. Q. What are your hobbies outside of work? A. Anything outdoors. I do have severe allergies, which contradicts a lot of my hobbies. Laughs. I have a dog and she takes up a bit of my time. In the evenings, I do volunteer work in Caledon and Peel region. I'm on two task forces in Caledon, one on climate change and another on youth employment. I also volunteer with Youth Challenge International out of Toronto, and the Community Climate Council out of Peel. Q. Has housing affordability factored into how quickly you're able to move to Collingwood? Yes, there's an influence there. Housing affordability in Collingwood is a hot topic that I know council is working on. That is part of it, but it was also about when I needed to be there. For the first handful of months, I only needed to be there in person once a month, due to COVID-19. With the work from home policy in place, I didn't have the urgency to move. With things opening up a bit more now post-COVID and the warmer weather, I'm coming up more often and it just makes more sense now to be closer. Q. Is there anything else you'd like people in Collingwood to know about you? A. Climate change, in a broad sense, is intersectional with every industry. I feel that people get intimidated by it. When they see the phrase, climate change, they think of someone who is going to protest in front of town hall. I'm so open to having conversations with all people about this, even people who may not agree with me. Everyone's perspective is valid and comes from a different place. We just have to talk about it. For our feature People of Collingwood, we'll be speaking with interesting people who are either from or are contributing to the Collingwood community in some way, letting them tell their own stories in their own words. This feature will run on Collingwood Today every weekend. If you'd like to nominate or suggest someone to be featured in People of Collingwood, email Jessica at villagemedia.ca.